Bunnies Sports Wrap.
Hi, Des. How are you?
It's great to be here. And welcome. I just wanted to say happy birthday for yesterday.
Thank you.
I bought a cake for James.
God.
And I thought I'd bring it into the studio.
What a bitch.
Now, so, what are you?
Happy birthday, Mickey and James.
Have a look at that
it's
cake.
Not for James.
Oh, well, this is James' reaction.
Oh, here we go.
Oh!
That's lovely.
Cherry ripe. There
Look
you
at
go.
That. That's unreal.
So I make a wish?
Make a wish.
I'll cut it and I'll make a wish.
Dave's. How dare you?
I'm right in front of you.
Hey, what a golden time to be camped in front of the TV watching sport all around the world. We haven't even got to the Olympics yet, but so much going on. Let's unpack a couple briefly. Firstly, Euros. Asante will be coming on in a second. How to talk us through it. England, what a bunch of losers. It was inevitable that they were going to be let down at the final.
It was
knocked at, you think. I love England. I love the way they play, yeah. And I like watching them, and I actually barrack for them, but I just knew this was going to occur.
It was supposed to be coming home, and as the Italian players screamed into the camera at the end, so humbly, it's coming Rome. it went 1-1 after 120 minutes. Luke Shaw scored in the opening couple of minutes, but of course it went to penalties, and they lost 3-2. Lygon Street in Melbourne went absolutely bonkers. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands. TV reporters were lost. They're still missing.
They know how to celebrate.
Yeah, it's
just no one enjoys it more or lets go of the side of the pool when it comes to celebrating than the Italians.
But how do we feel about the fact that it's ended by penalties and the heartbreak of a teenager having his penalty saved in soccer? Like, that is just so much pressure.
I can't see that dogging him for...
No, the rest of his life.
I can't see everyone fixating on that for a while. It is the most brutal way to decide a sporting contest. There is no pressure on the goalie, I reckon, because you go, if you save something, it's a bonus, but you're not expected to. But I tell you what, miss shooting for a goal, and that could...
And
be on your permanent record forever.
Right now, we've got another series going on right in the NBA finals. Now, throughout the playoffs and the finals, they've got best of seven. So they've got all these, dozens of games. And yet in the Euros, you've got one game and it's decided by a bloke maybe missing.
That's right. Like, right at the end.
It's right extremes of world sport,
dear,
isn't it?
Yeah, it does. And there's something about the way that game is calibrated that both fans, you can see both sets of fans, they cut to them and they're white and they're about to have a wig out, like a major mental condition. It's a very tense game and exercise, especially when you've invented the games that you can't win at. I'm talking cricket, I'm talking soccer, I'm talking all the rest. Let's move on to one that a great victory for Australia. Let's talk about Wimbledon. Let's talk about Ash Barty. What did you make of it?
I just feel like this is the win that Australia needed right now. A humble champion, world number one, gets the job done, fights her way back through this match, ends up beating Pliskova in three, and just beautiful moments of emotion at the end of the game. And I feel like everyone on their couches in the early hours of the morning or late hours in Western Australia were tears themselves watching this moment. And the pure elation, but relief, excitement, all of it that she had, and the fact that she was wearing the dress that Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley wore 50 years ago.
Tell me about the relationship. Why is this? What's their bond?
Well,
as
Ash actually said earlier today, we have connection through land, we have connection through friendship, and now we have connection through being Wimbledon champion. Champs. It's a pretty good way to form a connection. I think we've got some of Ash Barty now.
The dream comes true. Australia's Ash Barty is Wimbledon champion.
It took me a long time to dare to dream it and say I wanted to win this incredible tournament, and being able to live out my dream right now with everyone here, this has made it better than I ever could have imagined. I hope I made Yvonne proud.
Oh, you did.
So that's the moment. I think every Australian just started crying, going, stop it, Ash. But from one kind of champion like that, though, to the men's.
Yes.
This is the beauty of the Euros, the NBA Finals, Ash Barty. No one's talking about Novak Djokovic. He has equaled 20 Grand Slams with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal by beating Matteo Berrettini. Now,
Do you put him in the same league as those two?
Well, do you know who does? Not only does he put himself in the same league, he thinks he's at the top of it.
Interesting.
Okay.
I consider myself best, and I believe that I am the best. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking confidently about, you know, winning slams and making history.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Humble.
Did he cause some furor at a press conference the other day because someone said, how do you feel being the bad boy of tennis? He goes, I'm not the bad boy. And virtually stormed out.
It sits really uncomfortably with him. Just to put this in perspective, though, since Federer won his first slam in 2003, Nadal, Federer and Djokovic have won 60 out of 72 slams.
Unbelievable.
I feel like we should just forget those blokes and start celebrating the other ones.
Yeah, that's right.
Like the statistical anomalies of Stan Wawrinka and Andy Murray. They're the ones that we should really be championing.
Through the net. And just quickly, we've got to go to a break. We'll come back with more sport. But Barty goes to Japan, is that right? So she'll be in the mix for the gold medal.
Yeah.
That would be a great year for her.
Oh, wouldn't it be phenomenal? Imagine.
Fantastic. All right, hang about, Nez. We'll be back with more. We want to get to Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Speaking of humble.
Coming up, Santo Chilaro is going to join us on Malloy, and in studio right now is with us is Neroli Meadows with our sports rap.
This is your first show, is it?
Yeah, rusty. I've been away for a week. I'm
a bit rusty, are you?
It's a bit to get back behind the wheel.
He's been celebrating James's birthday. So he's been a little bit distracted.
Happy birthday, James.
Yeah, well done. 25.
Enjoy it. He'll be washed up by the time he's 27. His best years are behind him.
When he's finally kicked out of his parents' house.
They're moving house to get... They probably won't even tell him where they move. I reckon it'll be like a witness protection scheme.
Right, I moved at 17 and he's still living with his parents.
I was 19. What,
you moved out at 17?
At 17.
Were you a runaway or something?
That's pretty young.
What did you do?
17's young.
I just turned 17 too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I moved out the day I was 18. Just see.
You're up.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, didn't haven't been home since. I just wouldn't know. Hey, we can't leave without covering Conor McGregor. Is he cooked? Are we done? Is it put a fork in Conor McGregor time after the defeat on the weekend?
Well, that was certainly the discussion, wasn't it? After a brutal breaking of the leg, it was really nasty stuff. Sort of tried to stand on it, collapsed underneath him. It was squeamy to watch. But he's had surgery today. He's come out. He's declared, I'm going to be back in a few weeks.
Wow.
It all went well. Everything is going good. 6 weeks on crutches and we'll be back. And he reiterated that he felt it was an illegitimate win to Dustin Poirier, who beat him for the second time this year. Of course, it was the broken leg that ended the fight. But Mickey, do you know what I love about UFC? And I think what everyone loves is the humility of the fighters. Let's take a listen.
This guy's a dirtbag, man.
The ground and pound was very effective.
And everybody booing, you can kiss my whole
Your wife is in me DMs, hey baby. Hit me back on my chat, you let alone. We'll be at the after party, the Wynn nightclub, baby. You're looking bitch, you little
Wow.
So they take it well.
So they take it well. And while that bit with Conor McGregor, highly inappropriate, was sitting on the ground because he had his broken leg whilst being interviewed, sitting on the ground of the ring. And his coach has actually come out and said it was highly inappropriate to interview him in the first place. You can't hold him accountable for anything that he said at that time. Well, I think he's still an adult.
It's a colourful career full of many highlight chapters. He's rich as sin. He's one of the great entrepreneurs stroke promoters. He's not a fool. He knows how to present himself. He's got every kind of business venture. He runs tens of millions. He knows how to keep himself in the papers and in there. And he doesn't want to, I don't think he wants to give this up. I think he needs the currency.
Even though he's lost three out of his past four. So
Australia hasn't won in a long time. Hey, all right, let's keep going. What about the NBA Finals? The Bucks and Jay, of course, his own Phoenix Suns. He's starting to get a bit nervous. Can they win?
Yes, Phoenix Suns for me. Thank you very much.
So you're a fan as well?
So my brother is a lifelong supporter of the Phoenix Suns, and so because of that, I've always gone for them. But I will admit, I'll put my hand up, I've jumped onto the Aussies when the Phoenix Suns were never in the playoffs. But we won the opening. I'm going to go with we.
Yeah.
Won the opening two games, went to the Bucks today, went down by 20 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo has been phenomenal yet again. 41 points.
He said, so the
13 rebounds.
It's incredible. He's recovering.
He totally hyperextended his knee and basically was only out for a week, has played all this final series so far, back-to-back 40-plus games. He is getting it done for the Bucks. So it won't be a sweep, but they'll still lose, Mickey.
Before we go, I want to talk about the Olympics. It's only a couple of weeks away. No one in the crowds. It feels so weird. It's not the right year. The athletes are arriving. There's just not the normal build-up. But the big story while we were away was this, is that Sha'Carri Richardson, who is the fastest woman in the world, is that fair, who's out because she tested positive for marijuana, which I would have thought was not performance enhancing.
I would have thought
maybe she should get a 10-meter head start.
That's right.
If you test positive for marijuana, it was a 1-month ban. It meant she couldn't race in the 100-meter final, but she was eligible, was she not, for the relay? But
for the relay.
What's happened?
Yeah, so she won the 100-meter race at the US Track and Field Trials in Oregon last month.
Yeah.
And as you say, favourite to get a medal in Tokyo, 30-day ban. But that result also becomes null and void as well. But as you say, in the relay, but that's not going to happen either. But when you were hearing her talk, she was really just saying she was focused on recovering from the disappointment of everything rather than focusing necessarily on being in that relay. But they also talk about, WADA talks about the violation of the spirit of sport, which is sort of what they're coming in for here. But for those who haven't followed it, she said her reason at the time, she put her hand up, her reason at the time was that she found out about the loss of her biological mother by a reporter, and she was feeling really stressed and anxious about that. So she put her hand up, but wasn't performance enhancing, as you say, and all those sort of things. And there has certainly been a huge backlash to it, and whether or not the rules need to be updated.
I think it does.
Especially when the Olympics right now, people are talking about, we're talking about, bringing the sport into different areas and perhaps the well-being of athletes into question when we've got a huge event in the middle of a pandemic. They sort of see that doesn't really align.
So the NBA athletes are allowed to, correct me if I'm wrong, but they've got no laws against marijuana. How are they going to go in the Olympics? Because they're Olympic athletes.
That's
and I'm
right.
guessing, so what, do they have to be tested or do they have to, what happens there?
I don't know about that, but they'll each have different regulations, but also WADA, I think, overrules all of them.
What's incredible is she's a great personality. Mm. She's a gifted athlete. She would have been a draw card. She could have been the face of the track and field.
Yep.
This is Olympics. She's a dynamic, a bit of a flojo in the way she gets going. But she's quotable, she's brilliant, she's a head turner, and she's not going to go. I think it's they've shot themselves in the foot there. All right, anything else before you go?
Well,
anything about the Tigers?
hang on, can we just talk about who's in the eight, please?
Right,
Tigers not in the eight. Fremantle.
See ya.
Are Fremantle in the eight, Mickey?
Ordinarily speaking, by the way, is a podcast with Nerily.
Happy birthday, James.
Who's on this week?
It's mid-year's break, apparently. All right, this is Malloy. Song Whisperer coming up.